schedule an appointment. Staff is available Monday through Friday at the Flint Hills Learning Center located inside the Flint Hills Mall. Our online option has closed and enrollment must be completed in person by appointment. For more information or to schedule your enrollment appointment, please call 620-341-2396. Emporia Public Schools, we build futures.
All right, Jumpstart Day today, USD 253. And I think, Chuck, don't you have a daughter jumpstarting today?
As high we school? Speak, as a matter of fact. Yes, I can't believe it.
Bella, you have a high school age daughter.
I have a high school freshman.
Man.
She's excited. She's nervous, but I think she's off to a great start. So,
well, good.
I'm proud to see where she's at right now. And the other three they're ready for tomorrow. And
everybody's ready to get back, huh?
Good Lord, they need tomorrow. That's all I've got to say on that.
All right, it is 8:47, sunshine, and 71 degrees now. We're very pleased to be joined, as we are on a biweekly basis, by Mr. Greg Jordan, Executive Director, Lyon County History Center. Greg, good morning.
Greg.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We're doing all right. How about you today?
You know, it's a beautiful day, so let's make the best of it.
Let's go ahead. Let's get on to it. Let's make it a great day. A Lyon County History Center great day today. So let's see. What about COVID mitigation strategies in play at the History Center?
Well, we have decided to go back to encouraging visitors to wear masks. As the numbers have been rising, we just want to err on the side of caution. So you are certainly welcome to not wear a mask if that's your choice, but we encourage everyone who comes for a visit to please wear a mask. So that will be our mitigation strategy for the foreseeable future.
So that's encouragement and not mandating.
That is correct.
Good.
Okay.
Summer hours, the History Center still in play, Greg?
Summer hours continue. We are open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 4, and then on Sunday from 12 to 4. We will probably continue this through August and perhaps even September, but for now we are 10 to 4 Tuesday through Saturday and Sunday 12 to 4.
That would be through the summer.
That would be through the summer.
That would be through the summer. That is exactly right.
Ha. Now, will you have a fall set of hours, or are you just going to jump straight maybe into winter hours here at the end of the summertime?
We won't have an interim. We will either be summer or winter hours. Got it. Our winter hours will most likely be the Tuesday through Saturday and not open on Sunday, but that remains something for inside discussion.
Gotcha. How are things going on the Flower Power exhibit?
The Flower Power exhibit has proved to be quite enjoyable for our visitors. We have lots of people come in every day to look at the different types of flower motif, whether it's on a dress or a hat or a quilt. So lots of the, including the Harry's. I would be remiss if I didn't mention the Harry's.
Yes, you would be.
So that, yes. And so, again, that exhibit has proved to be quite popular, and it will be up for a while still. And that just we can segue right into the quilt show that's coming up on September 7th. It will open on September 7th. And the theme of the quilts is floral. And so we will be featuring a work from the Emporia Area Quilters Guild, and the flower theme will carry throughout that, up to and including the works of Rose Kretzinger. She was a local, well-known quilter, and she one of her favorite designs was the floral motif. We will be having, in conjunction with Emporia Main Street, we will be having some of her quilt designs on the front of our building and on the back of our building, and also down at the Howe House. They will also be in other locations in town, but we are continuing the floral motif in our exhibit and through the quilts that will be up. So we like floral, and so we're going to continue to showcase that.
All right. So, a lot of people love to see the – I tell you what, the quilter's talent around here is second to none, and Rose Kretzinger, as you mentioned, Greg, is a legend, you know, in the quilting world, specifically around here. And I got to know a number of the Emporia Quilters Guild ladies with their work with the quilts of gratitude that they do for area veterans each and every year through the All Veterans Memorial Week here. And they do exceptional work. And you'll be just able to see a lot of that on display at the History Center September 7th through the 17th. All right. Correct. So how are things at the Howe House?
Nice.
Well, Howe happenings. The house is open by appointment. So if you'd like to take a visit of that, take a tour, please call us here at the History Center, 340-6310, or to talk to Lisa directly, 340-6314. And we will hook you up with a tour of the Howe House. But outside of that, you are welcome to take our new walking tour through the South 40, as it's called. There are 18 acres of native grass and wildflowers that goes from the back of the house all the way down to the zoo and then back up to towards the house. So I had been saying that it's a mile trip. I misspoke. It's only a half-mile trip, so you'll have to double your efforts to get a mile. But it's a new thing that we're trying. We are in the process of identifying all the wildflowers and native grass that is out there on that property. So it's historic, it's educational, and of course it's fun and helps with the old body to get out there walking. And so this is down at the Howe House, 315 East Logan, in the back part of the property, and you're welcome sunrise to sunset to take a trip.
Take that trip. And, boy, you're exercising and learning, you know, at the same time. So that's a win-win situation.
It is a win-win.
And Greg has just lopped a half a mile off the trip for you here this morning.
I made it much easier. Now it's only a half a mile. So it'd be much easier for you to go down there and walk a half a mile.
Well, and I was wondering if you had people down there expecting a mile, getting done. I said, wow, I covered that mile quickly. Yeah?
Well, you know, it's funny you should bring that up. That's what prompted my correction. Someone called and says, you know, I went down there and walked it. That can't possibly be a mile. So went and reconfigured, and yes, it's only a half mile.
Hey, that's all right. That's all right. Anything new on the Howe House? I guess the investigation side of things as you continue to log and catalog what's on the property?
We haven't found anything new specifically, but there was a treasure trove when Sarah Howe left the entire property to us. We continue to find things that we didn't know we had. Just a big pile of personal items from the three generations of the Howes that lived there. So it's really quite interesting. It enhanced our collection decidedly. So, yes, we are still going through. We are still doing the work there. And as we make interesting discoveries, I will be happy to share those with our listening audience.
And don't forget, if you're looking for a venue, Lyon County History Center, third floor, Greg, you have that available for rent, do you not?
Lyon County History Center, third floor, is available for rent. Again, if you are interested in finding out the details, you can call Lisa Soller at 620-340-6314, and she'll give you all the updates and skinny on that particular thing. Speaking of which, we are going to be hosting Congressman Tracy Mann's town hall meeting on Friday. So 2:30 here at the History Center on our third floor. Congressman Mann will be here with his talk. So if you're welcome to come by, check that out as well.
Sounds good. Greg, are we missing anything?
Well, I do want to inform our public that the Lyon County History Center is the official home of the Lyon County Know-It-Alls. So if you have a Lyon County question, we are the place to go.
Yes, you are. We know that.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like you almost have a trivia question and a trivia contest coming up, too.
Well, you know, that is in the works, and so we will be promoting that as we get closer to that event. But, yes, we enjoy being the House of No, and we enjoy having yes, I just made that up.
That was very good.
And, well, you know, it's still early, but I'm functioning.
Well, that one's going to stick. Threw that against the wall, and that stuck. So
it's better than the Knights Hussein.
So, yeah, but we will be having some trivia contests coming up.
All right. Hey, Greg, thanks.
Thanks, Greg.
Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
All right. Greg Jordan, Executive Director, Lyon County History Center, 7-Eleven Commercial, the House of No. I like that.
I like that. That's good.
I like it. It's 8:56. Good morning.
The Flint Hills Beef Fest is this weekend, Friday night. The Ranch Feed begins at 6.